Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. One of the greatest blessings God has given to each of us is the body. What a wonder it is. With our five amazing senses, we connect with the astonishing world all around us. We see the blue skies. We look at the green hills and all the colors. We have the sounds of birds singing, streams flowing, music playing. We smell the aroma of a delicious pie baking in the oven. And then we get to taste its wonderful flavor. Our sense of touch brings great, great delight as we stroke the soft fur of a baby puppy. Yes, thank God for the gift of your bodies. But as with all blessings from God, there can be trouble. We human beings, sinful as we are prone to misuse God's gifts. We take them for granted. We think that we are the owner and we could do with them what we please. God's word calls us back to the truth that our bodies really, really belong to Him and that this is a great blessing indeed. We often think, it's my body, I'll do what I want with it. Or I am the captain of my ship, and I am the master of my fate. We've all heard these slogans, these declarations of human independence and freedom. No one has the right to tell me what I can do or can't do with my body, says the woman who decides to deal with an unplanned inconvenience by planning an abortion. And so it goes on and on and on. The voices of this world tell us that it's our body and we have the power in ourselves. We have the power to use it in any way we want. These voices have lied to us. Today in God's word, we hear a different voice. It's not simply the voice of Paul, but the voice of God, the Holy Spirit, who inspired the apostles to write these words down, these words of truth before us. The word of truth was originally given to the Christians of the Church of Corinth because they had been told that lies by the world around them. They were being told that the body is not important. It's not important at all. And they could do whatever they wanted with it. The Corinthians were told that lie, that it was okay to indulge in their bodies with sensual pleasure of their choice of gluttony and drunkenness and sexual immorality and whatever pleasure they wanted. But the most serious indulgence that Paul was addressing was this in the text, sexual immorality. He wanted the Corinthians to understand that the body did matter and that these kinds of sins had a serious, harmful effect on their bodies, on marriage, and on their relationship with others and with the Lord. Paul had his work cut out for him because these Christians were living in a society that had legalized prostitution and considered it an acceptable practice. It's not much different today, is it? Not much different. The lies are still here. People believe they own their own bodies and are free to use them as they please. The sacred, God-given bonds of marriage are cheapened in a culture that believes it's okay. It's my body. As long as two people are consenting adults, why should it matter? And it's not really healthy to your natural appetites. A few days from now, the 48th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision on Roe versus Wade, which legalized abortion. This decision has a devastating impact on millions and millions of tiny, helpless bodies. Ever since that decision, we've been hearing voices argue, well, abortion is legal, our country says, so people are free to use it. While this is sadly, sadly true, God help us hold his gift of the body and all bodies as precious and of infinite worth. Paul also teaches the truth that our bodies are members of Christ. In chapter 12, Paul speaks at length about our body being the body of Christ. Paul warns the Corinthians to flee the temptation of sexual immorality. Paul warns us that these sins against the body do great harm, great harm. We know the danger of disease and the challenges for children without married parents, of the broken homes and broken hearts. Our Lord does not want the great gift of our bodies to lead to sad results such as these. In the last verses of our text, Paul tells us the amazing truth that our bodies are temples, temples of the Holy Spirit. God dwells within us. Do we own our bodies? We read in verses 19 and 20, you are not your own, for you were bought with a price. And like everything in life, including our bodies, we are not the owners. God is. Our bodies were bought with a price. They were purchased for eternal life. They were delivered from death to life. As Luther taught, Christ purchased us and won us, not with silver or gold, with his holy, precious blood and with the innocent sufferings and death that I, you, may be his own and live under him in his kingdom and serve him, to serve him in everlasting righteousness, in innocence and blessedness. To God be the glory. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.